Joseph grinned ruefully back at him for a moment. Then, sensing the senator was warming to a familiar theme, he picked up a history of French Indochina that lay open on the table before him and sank down in his chair behind it. Of slighter build than his brother, at 15, Joseph still had the unfinished face of a growing boy, but his features were already set in a more thoughtful, reflective cast than Chuck's, and there was a hint of his mother's sensitivity in his smile. When his father began talking again, a little irritated frown wrinkled his smooth young brow. But although he made a great play of concentrating fiercely on his reading, he still listened carefully from behind the book to what was being said.
"I know you come over a little shy when I talk about you this way, Chuck, but I do it for a good reason," continued the senator, lighting a Havana cigar with elaborate care. "It's never too soon to get a big idea planted in a young head. I believe there's nothing a man can't do once he's made up his mind. If you start early enough, there isn't a thing on this earth that can stand in the way of real determination. Remember that. The Commonwealth of Virginia is famous as the birthplace of American presidents, isn't it? Washington, Jefferson, and six other Virginians besides have led our nation. So why shouldn't President Charles Sherman, in about 35 years' time, say, round about 1960, be sitting in the White House? I've told you before, you've got to set your sights high."
He paused and pointed his cigar at his eldest boy in friendly admonition.
"If you do, the impossible will start to seem probable."
Chuck Sherman squirmed in his deck chair and frowned humorously at his mother.
"Oh boy, here we go again. You will come and visit me in the White House sometimes, Mother, won't you? So I don't get too lonely there?"
"Nothing would give your mother greater pleasure, I'm sure, Chuck, than to see you bring distinction to yourself and your family,"
cut in the senator reprovingly before his wife could reply.
"She wants to see you succeed as much as I do."
Flavia Sherman smiled sympathetically.